My name is Ted Parks, and I have something very, very important to share with you. So many people are being wounded all around the world because of this one thing. That thing is spiritual abuse in leadership. And I'm going to be sharing 7 warning signs that help each of us to recognize it and to be careful not to get involved with it. And if we're part of it, hopefully we can recognize it, get free, and if we come out of it, get some healing from it. And I'm going to start with the introduction, because all in all, there's going to be 8 videos. This is the introduction. And in the introduction, I want to talk about several things, 4 areas. The first area is, why me? Why should I be one who shares about this? Why should you listen to what I have to say? Second, why expose it? Third, how much God hates it? And fourth, how widespread is it? And through all these videos, I also want to share, what does healthy leadership look like? So first, why me? Well, I came out of an abusive church. So I have experienced it. I understand it. And so I want to share about it. When I was young, first I went to a seminar that kind of led up to it. Went to a seminar, and in that seminar they taught that your pastor was your spiritual covering. It was like an umbrella over you. And if you just obey your pastor in all things, then the enemy can't touch you. But if you come out from under his protection, then you can get beaten up by the enemy. Well, I didn't feel peace about that. I didn't feel it was right, but I was young. Everything else was really good in the seminar, but this was just, I didn't think was right. I pushed it off, but it stayed kind of there. And so many, many years later, there was this church, which I thought was a great move of God that I wanted to be a part of. So I took off from the state I was living in, and I went to a different state in a different city so that I could be part of this church, this, quote, move of God. So I was attending, and in prayer time, I was seeking God. And God spoke to my heart this time very clearly and told me there's a false authoritarian spirit in this church. False authoritarian spirit. And so, well, I wanted to be part of this church so much that I just kind of pushed it off. And I didn't listen. And I didn't really understand what that was. So I went to the church and started attending. After several services, the pastor preached on how people were so rebellious. And at the end of the service, this lady came to me and said, God, show me that you're rebellious. And I thought, well, I don't want to be rebellious. So I said, okay, I understand they believe this covering and obeying your leader in all things. So I went ahead and said, okay, I submit to that and I will go with it and see how God works with it. So I didn't know. So I went under it, I went into that darkness, and it was pretty dark. And about towards the end, God began to speak to my heart. And he started using scripture, the Bible. And he used this one scripture, 1 Corinthians 11:3, and that's the one that opened my eyes, where it says that the head of Christ is God, and the head of man is Christ. It talks about, who is my head? Who's the head of man? The Bible says, my head is Jesus Christ. Not my pastor, not my church. And through that scripture, I gained freedom from that church. And I began to get free and break free. And in prayer time, as I was getting free, I asked God, God, why is this such a major big problem? And God spoke to my heart and said, because in this type of teaching system, the leader puts himself in the place of Jesus in your life. And that shall never be. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is the one I unquestionably obey, not my pastor. I respect my pastor. I follow his leadership in wisdom when it is proven that it's true wisdom from the Word of God. So God blesses through pastors, but they're not your Lord. So I got free, but I didn't want to do anything about it. So many years later, God sent me overseas as a missionary for 17 years, where I worked in Central Asia in a former Soviet Union country. The reason I say that is because in the former Soviet Union, there was a very authoritarian type of leadership. And what I noticed is a lot of that authoritarianism came down into the church. So I saw abuse after abuse after abuse. And one time when I was seeking God and praying and spending a day in prayer, God really spoke to my heart again. And he says, I want my people back. They're mine. And people have taken them, leaders have taken them and become their own, made themselves Lord of their lives. But I am their God. I am the Lord. I want my people back. And then God began to stir me, gave me a call to help deal with this issue. And I wrote a booklet. So yes, not only have I experienced it, God has called me very clearly to deal with this area, even though it's not an easy place area to deal with. And then I continued to see abuse all over the place, wherever I looked. And I was like, I don't understand. Maybe just because it came out of the former Soviet Union, so it has this sense of control and leadership. But I saw great abuse. So that helps me to see how I can help, because I've seen it so much. And then I spent 8 years studying it to try to really understand it, because I felt if I totally understand it, then I can help people better. So I studied it and studied it while I was overseas, and learned a lot of things. Listened to a lot of testimonies, looked at a lot of different groups, not even just Christian groups, but other organizations and groups and government leaders, and just to find out, because a lot of the system teaching was very similar. So I looked at it. And I've helped many people who've come out of this type of system. So I'm here to help anybody I can to get free and to walk in the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next, I want to look at, within this why me topic, this system. What is it really? Really, it's just a control system clothed in religious garments. That's really what it is. The same control system I saw in governments, in control governments. I've seen it in other organizations. I've seen a lot of different ways. And here, it's like the church just put religious garments on it and brought it in and started using it. But what it really does, it takes people's love for God and uses it for their own purpose, for their own kingdom, own self, or whatever they want to accomplish for themselves, or some to even make money. So it's using people. So that's why me. Now, why expose it? Why not just let it be? Well, there's so many people who've been just totally abused in this area. A good example, when I was overseas, I went to a seminar. And in this seminar was by someone from a really big church. They had thousands. And this person said the secret to their growth was one thing. When someone comes to your church, you need to tell them, you need to obey me in every single area in your life, even to the point of how to wash dishes. He said, if people do that, then your church will grow. I was shocked. Because that's not real. That's not good leadership. That's not servant leadership. It may work, especially in a place where people are used to control, but it's not of God. So I want to expose it because I want to protect people. God loves his people, and he hates spiritual abuse. So he wants to see his people set free completely. I also want to see leaders hopefully see what the Bible said. What is the truth about godly leadership? And hopefully many of them will get set free, which will help lots of people. So another question is, I thought about it, should I even really deal with it? I said, well, if I have the love of Christ, and I love these people that are being abused and hurt, The question is, how can I not help? I must help. And then one of the ways, good ways of helping is to share truth. The truth, by the knowing the truth, will set us free. The truth from the Word of God. We need to know what is true leadership, servant leadership that Jesus taught. You say, well, can't people just figure it out when they go? Not really. Many times, sometimes they can, but many times it's got a, the cover looks so good. And they don't show what they really believe at first. Some do, but many do not. And so you're going thinking, wow, it's exactly what I've been looking for. The worship and the speaking and people just sold out for God. I got to be a part of that. That's what I've been looking for. And then it makes me think. It's kind of like a mouse which comes into a kitchen. And this mouse is so hungry. And then he sees some cheese. He says, that's exactly what I've been looking for. And so he looks at this cheese and smells it. Oh, it smells so good. So the mouse runs to the cheese and begins to eat. And as he eats, he didn't realize, but it was a trap. And while he was eating, the trap closed on the mouse. And the mouse could not get away. Sometimes it takes years before you find out what this group really teaches. If it's this type of system, it's like a trap. It looks so good on the outside. But when you come in, it's like a trap and you're caught. And the fourth point, it's really hard to leave. It's hard to get out. They've set it up so much where it's very hurtful and painful to go. In most of the groups. Not everyone, but in many of the groups. I was part of a group that it wasn't so painful to go. Others I've seen, that was very painful. And a lot of the studies I did showed lots of pain and hurt. Sometimes for years and years as a result of being a part of that type of group. Next I want to look at that God hates spiritual abuse by leaders against his people. In Ezekiel 34, verses 2 through 4, God speaks through Ezekiel the prophet to his leaders. And here's what he says. I'll explain it as I go. Verse 2, Son of man, Ezekiel, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God to the shepherds. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? So here the shepherds are the leaders. And the flocks are the people. And he's saying, shouldn't the leaders feed the people? But here, the leaders are feeding off of the people. They're using the people for their benefit rather than feeding the people. It goes on. You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. So leaders were using the people for their own benefit, devouring them, abusing them, using them for their profit, building their kingdoms, doing their work. For the weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost, for with force and cruelty you have ruled them. With force and with cruelty you have ruled them. And here the leaders were leading the people as lords, first of all, and then with force and cruelty, abusing and using for their purpose. God hates that. And he spoke against it here in Ezekiel, in the Bible. But you'll say to me, how widespread is this? I mean, maybe it's just a few pockets here and there. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's very serious and it's very widespread. Some countries, it's not as much. Depending on what group you're in, some groups, it's a lot. But there's other countries where it's an epidemic. And a lot of it depends upon what kind of authority structure that was in government or in that aspect. But it's growing. The problem's growing in even some of the countries you think it wasn't a problem. And then other countries, it's just an epidemic. It's almost the normal way of leadership. But God hates it. God's called us to be servant leaders, to serve. And just the opposite of the leaders of this world. Jesus says, my leaders shall be servants, not lords. Now, one reason it gets in is because of culture. I just kind of covered that. If there's a very authoritarian teaching on leadership, and that's what people are used to, that's what leaders are used to, often it creeps into the church, comes right into the church, and it's used in the church. And the people are so used to it, they just accept it. Other way is they're taught. Some leader teaches them, so they just follow that, and they're doing what they've been taught, rather than get it from Scripture. One teaching that came out in the United States, way back, it was the 70s or 80s, and it was called the Shepherding Movement, or Discipleship Movement, kind of had two names. And basically it taught that your leader was, you're covering over you, and you're to obey your leader in everything. And for doing many things, you needed permission. So it was there. It actually got stopped because many rose up and said, this is not of God. The reality is it went underground a lot, and then it went all across the world. So there's many places across the world that are still teaching this teaching. And now it's coming back even in where it was coming out in the States. So teaching is a way that it comes out and has been brought in. And the third way is just there's some leaders, they need to be in control. And they want to control whatever they're leading. Not just the church, but the people in it. And hopefully God will bring healing there also. Because that's very destructive. So I'm going to share in the next videos coming up, 7 warning signs. I just shared the introduction. And the 7 warning signs are, number 1, these groups are usually leader-focused. Almost always leader-focused. Where the leader is alive or is dead, they're leader-focused. 2, they teach unquestioned obedience. Unquestioned obedience. And 3, they usually restrict information. Very high control on information. 4, there's usually an elitism, which means they consider their group the in-group, the move of God. Their leader has the greatest insight. So it's an elitism. 5, there's lots of high pressure to do things. 6, they use fear tactics to keep people obeying and from leaving. And 7, it's a very painful exit process. It's hard to leave. And if you do, there's a lot of suffering. It can go on for years. And people are so emotionally traumatized by this type of system of control. So, I hope you stay with me on the other videos coming. They will be coming. And I hope all of us can stay free, be led by the Spirit of God in freedom, following Jesus Christ in freedom as Jesus is our Lord. God bless. Thank you.